Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Chen Xuan. The Shanghai government issued notice today for the city's reopening beginning June 1st. People in low-risk areas will be allowed to enter and leave their residential compound starting from Wednesday. However, those living in medium and high-risk areas, as well as enclosed and controlled areas, cannot leave their compound. Almost all buses, metro lines, and ferries will be up and running, and taxis and online car hailing will resume operation. Private cars will be allowed to drive in low-risk areas. The government reminded residents to continue to keep their masks on, maintain social distance, and avoid large gatherings. COVID-19 vaccination is also recommended. People must continue to follow pandemic control measures, such as taking PCR tests as required and scan venue codes. Now, Shanghai reported 6 newly confirmed cases and 61 asymptomatic carriers yesterday. One of the confirmed cases was found outside isolated and controlled area. The 22-year-old patient lives in the dormitory building at 165 Jianchuan Road in Minhang and had not left the compound in the last 14 days. Close contacts and secondary contacts have been identified. The latest update to the city's risk areas shows approximately 22 million people living in the precautionary areas. The Shanghai Health Commission said the city's PCR sample testing capacity is now in excess of 8.5 million tubes per day, which is enough to cope with the PCR testing requirements after people return to work. So far, 15,000 PCR testing sites have been set up in the city. About 5,000 of them are open for public use. Approximately 4,000 are reserved for nearby residential compounds, and about 6,000 are inside companies, schools, and construction sites.
People can find the address, the opening hours and estimated waiting time of a nearby PCR testing site using the Swishenban app. There's also a map feature within the app to help them find the site. This will make it easier for people to find the nearest place to get their sample taken.
Now, a Long March 5B Y3 rocket arrived at the Wenchang launch site in Hainan Province on Sunday. The rocket will be used to launch the Wentian lab module, which will connect to the Tiangong space station. The lab module will be attached to the rocket during on-site final assembly. Preparation work for full systems check is currently underway. The Wentian Lab module is scheduled to launch and dock with the Tianhe core module of the Tiangong space station in July, followed by the Mengtian Lab module in October. Once these two lab modules are in place, construction of the space station will be complete.